Your mother had tremendous influence on you in education then, since in those years, if she went on to get her master's, that had to be in the early teens.
Well, my mother and four of her six sisters all got advanced degrees, and mother taught school here in Tulsa for about 36 years. She could have taught this table to read.
What was her name?
My mother's name was Marie Carman, C-A-R-M-A-N was my maiden name. People still come up to me, John, grown people with grandchildren in their arms, and say, your mother had me in the first grade, and she was the greatest teacher I ever had. And if you don't think that's a perk for me, it's wonderful, because mother and I obviously were extremely close. There was no doubt who was mother and who was daughter, but we were extremely close. It was my grandmother's house where I was born and where I continued to live. I was raised with all women, with my mother, my grandmother, and an unmarried aunt who, incidentally, probably was the home economics influence on me because she was a dietitian. She also had a master's degree from Columbia. And the Raytheon Corporation, when they invented the microwave, but they called it the radar range, they called on my Aunt Margaret to come and tell them how to use the darn thing. They had it. They knew it would cook, but they didn't know how long, how much moisture, if any, how much spice, if any. You know, Aunt Margaret, I lived with her. So I grew up, I didn't know there was anybody who wore long trousers in those days because I was raised in an all-gal atmosphere.
So then your interest to major then in home economics came?
Probably from Aunt Margaret.
Yeah.
Because she was an extraordinary dietitian and home economist and a terrible cook herself, by the way, but she could get other people to do it.
How about you? Would you define yourself as a good cook? Were you,
yes.
Did you enjoy that?
No, I'm a good cook. Well, I guess I am. I don't do it anymore.
But you were. And then the side then, you call it technical journalism, but you wanted to edit magazines.
I assumed I would work on, obviously, a woman's magazine because I didn't know there were men around, except I met Bill. No, I really did want to get into the journalism field, but I wanted it to relate somehow to home economics on the food side, not the sewing side. Gee whiz, I'm lucky to thread a needle. That's not me.
So then you graduated with a degree.
No. Well, I do have a degree. I fibbed to you. Bill joined the Air Corps, as I mentioned. He flew B-24s as a pilot and flew 50 missions over Germany and came home and was discharged just before the Japanese surrendered. Actually, he was discharged from the Air Corps. By then, it was the Air Force. And he wanted to go back to TU. And I said, that's fine, but they don't have what I want to take. I'll have to find something else. So I just kind of elsed around. Then the next fall, I suddenly discovered I was pregnant. This was nice. Bill and I had been married 4 years, I guess, at that time, and it was time to start a family. Besides, I was over 20 by that time, so that was good. And I quit TU. Bill went on, and Bill, after his polio, did finish. But his polio intervened, and we couldn't afford for both of us to be in university. And besides that, we had Beverly, and I needed to play mama.
How old were you when you were married?
18.
Okay.
But Bill was not quite 21, and that was our biggest joke. You know, you knew Bill, and we joked a lot together. When we were going to get married, we got married the day after he graduated and got his wings as a pilot. In Oklahoma at that time, John, girls who were 18 didn't have to have their parents' consent to be married. Men had to be 21. Bill's birthday was in October, and we were getting married in August, and he was 20. So when I'd get real ticked at him, he'd say something funny to me, he thought, and I'd get a little bent out of shape. I would say, yes, but I didn't have to go ask my mommy if I could marry you, and you did. So we had lots of fun with that.